and just a very few comments on that passage. That passage where we see Jesus saying to his followers, I need you to go and carry on what I have been doing. If we read a few verses earlier in chapter 9, we would see what Jesus had been doing. He was going through the towns and villages. He was teaching in their synagogues. He was proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. And he's saying to them, you've seen what I'm doing. I'm sending you out to do the same. Just like he did, they're to tell the good news of the kingdom. They're to heal and release the oppressed. And as we look through that list of names that Jesus has chosen, these people that he's going to send out, we get the impression of a fairly ordinary group of people who, through the power of Jesus, were going to do amazing things. There were fishermen called away from their nets. There was a tax collector, a despised profession in those days. There was someone who was known for his passion for the nation in which they were living. Someone who was going to betray Jesus. Others that Matthew never mentions again. But people who had been united together in Jesus and were called to do something extraordinary. And if we read through the rest of that chapter, we would see that Jesus gives them no positive guarantees about the outcome, about what's going to happen, about what they're going to experience, about how they're going to be received. It's actually the opposite. Jesus warns them that some people won't welcome them. They'll be imprisoned, they'll be beaten, they'll be accused, they'll be betrayed. They'll be treated as Jesus was treated. The assurance he was able to give them was that they were known to God and that God cared for them. No guarantees of success, but a call to go out into the unknown and be obedient to Jesus. And in many ways, this sums up how we were thinking a few days ago in Ukraine. It wasn't that we were expecting to be persecuted or arrested, although we did have an experience with a policeman a year ago, but that's a different story. We weren't expecting that. But we did believe that we'd been called to do something very specific. But we had no idea how it would work out. We were doing something new. As we've heard, we were concentrating our efforts on reaching out to people in Kasumka, inviting them to respond to Jesus. Received wisdom was that what we were going to do, inviting people to meet and share together, would not work. And as we turned up to the various events we'd arranged, we had no idea, as Lee was saying, whether anyone would come or what would happen. We didn't know, for example, what we would do with the meals for 30 people we had booked if no one turned up. More importantly, it would have raised questions about how we could actually reach the people in this village. But on each occasion, the meals, the sewing, the study on the Sunday afternoon, the various things we did, our hopes were exceeded as people flocked and engaged in significant ways. Opportunities to share together, to eat together, to share the good news of Jesus, to pray. And we witnessed the start of that regular group on a Sunday afternoon. We don't know how that will continue. We don't know what it will grow into, but we trust that God will continue his work and that those seeds that have been sown will come to harvest. It was an amazing, sometimes breathtaking experience, and we learned much about what God is able to do, even when the people he's sent are not sure about what is going to happen. There are challenges that still need to be overcome in Ukraine, and we thought about some of them this morning. And we'd ask you to continue to pray for all that is going on there. But there are challenges we face here as well, as to how we can reach out into our communities, how we can effectively share the love of Jesus with them. And what we saw in Ukraine reminds us of the limitless power of Jesus to change lives and the excitement of being part of that. Our text for the year from John's Gospel reminds us that we are called to be sent people. Let's be willing to listen to Jesus, to hear what he's calling us to do, and to be prepared to go, even when it doesn't seem to make sense. Even when we are called to do something new, even when we just don't know how it will work out. And let's look forward to seeing what Jesus will do in us and through us for his kingdom. And we do that because Jesus loved us, because Jesus died for us. and we come and recognise that as we share communion together.